Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry about that. We are like a half an hour later this morning, but that's okay. We have a call on the line, and I'm hoping that's our guest, Mr. Antoine. But Mr. Antoine, I'm sorry that I had you holding on for so long, so I'm going to put you on right now. Hello? Mr. Antoine? Hello? Okay, I guess that caller is not there. But again, we welcome you to the Coach LaLisa Show. I'm sorry about that this morning. We're half an hour late, but that's okay. We're still going to go on and continue. Today, Coach LaLisa is not in, and I'm Coach Pat, or Minister Pat, and I'm filling in for Coach LaLisa on this morning. And today we have a very special guest, Mr. Antoine McAdams. And when Mr. Antoine come in, he actually he just come in and press the number one key, and we will put him on air on the line. Okay, Coach LaLisa is on the plane. I talked to her this morning. She's going away to Atlanta, Georgia, and so she's on the plane right now as we speak, and she has some great news and some great things that are happening there in Atlanta that she's going to share with us when she gets back on Monday. And so to you, those of you that are on the line or that are in the chat room, we're asking that if you have a question that you just hit the number one key and we will put you on the line. Caller number 201, are you there? Hello? Hello? Caller 201, are you there? Caller 201, are you there? Hello? Caller 201?
Hello? Yes.
Yes. Hi, this is Antoine.
Yeah.
I am so sorry about this morning. For those that know me, I do daycare from home, so I'm doing a multi-test here this morning. So
okay.
Sorry for having you waiting for so long.
But all right.
You know, we still have some time to talk with you and to have the audience to so that you can have time to share with the audience about yourself. I'm not going to hold up too much of your time because I've just got on. But again, to the listeners, you know, Coach Elisa is on the plane to Atlanta. And so when you get a chance within the course of the day, just go to her Facebook page and just drop in and say hello to her and tell her that you miss her, and she will be back on Monday. If anyone have any comments for Mr. Antoine, if you're on the line, just press the number one key and I'll put you in. If you're in the chat, just write your comments down in the chat room and we will get to you. Ms. Antoine, as I was reading your bio, I did want to read your bio, first of all, because I wanted to ask you questions concerning your bio. It says that you are a film director, a professional photographer based out of the state of New Jersey, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So before I get started, tell the audience what you want to tell them about Mr. Antoine McAdams.
I'm sorry. I had a bad signal.
I was saying before I get started and before I talk, I want you to tell the listener audience what you would like them to know about you and how you got started in the business. You know, what are some of your most favorite pictures that you like taking? You know, sometimes when people are out, like as a photographer, when you are out and you're walking and you're driving, what is it that you see that inspires you to take different types of pictures? And or if you're looking at people or whatever, what is it that that most inspires you?
I'm just inspired about everything. Everything around me inspires me in some type of way. I mean, like, it can be the smallest piece of glass on the ground, or it can be, like, it could be a bird in a tree. It could be anything for me that inspires me to do what I love to do. And that's pretty much what got me started to begin with. Like, once I learned how to use a camera, I was young, and like, I started to take pictures, and although they were horrible in the beginning, I got better. And, you know, like I said, around age 14, I began to take everything seriously. And, you know, now I'm here where I am now.
Wow. So I see that in your bio that you are working, you know, with different models and you're doing different types of films. Share with us some of the different films and some of the different models that you've worked with.
Well, I've worked with a lot of different models. My actual first model I started working with in 2003. And ever since then, once I worked with that one model, a lot of people contacted me shortly after because they saw the quality of my work and they wanted to work with me as well. As far as short films and movies, I have a lot of that going on right now. A lot of people that I know that write, that do screenwriting, have contacted me because they don't know anyone else that directs and they want me to help publish their work. I have a lot of content that I've written myself, and I was hoping that this summer would be a chance for me to finally get that stuff published as well. And I have music videos coming up as well, too, that I need to shoot.
Wow.
There's a very popular upcoming female Michael Jackson impersonator who I will be doing a music video for, and surprisingly, she's taking an alternative route where she's not only going to do a song and a music video for Michael Jackson, but she's going to do something that he never got a chance to work on, which is very unique, so that means we have to create all the content from scratch. There won't be any copying of any sort. Everything is going to be pretty much generated by us, the dance team, the choreographer, and that's set to be shot in Hoboken at Paul Vincent Studios. And we have that project coming up on April 15th. I also have a lot of other projects I've been booked for as well, which I can't wait to work on.
Mhm. Wow. Well, reading your bio, it says that at age 3, that is when you got interest. I mean, age 4 is when you really started getting interested in cameras and equipment. At age 4, I mean, like, explain that to us. Like at age 4, and you see a camera and what is it that you were doing that just said, this is what I want to do?
Well, I don't know, like, when I was younger, it actually started out, you know, just me playing around. And my uncle and my grandmother, they both had cameras. And I picked up the camera and I started playing with it. And at first, my grandmother was afraid I was going to break it, but you know, eventually, somehow she decided to let me play with it. So I attribute most of my passion to her, because without her, I would have never got started. I mean, basically what it was that I play around with the camera, I learned what the different functions were, and, you know, as time went on, I began to take it more and more seriously. And once I got a hold of an actual camera that had film in it, I started to take pictures. And once I started taking pictures, I realized, okay, this is something I might really want to do. And by the time I got my first camera, I already knew that that was something I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. Same thing pretty much transpired with film directing. Film directing was something that I started playing around with. I played around with my grandmother's video camera when I went to visit her in New York. And, you know, like, ever since then, people in my family always wanted me to record stuff for them. So I got more and more experience with video. And then I realized, you know, I can make a career out of this. This is something I want to do. I should definitely grasp this and you know, take it with me and, you know, just do what I have to do to make this work, because this is something I can definitely see myself doing for the rest of my life as well.
Wow. So do you remember what was the first picture that you took, or when you really got started, like at the age of, like it says at the age of 12, you got your hands on your first camera, your video camera.
The first picture I ever took was of my poodle that I had at the time. It was actually my grandmother's poodle, but we all shared it throughout the house. I took a picture of the poodle, and it actually came out very nice. I think I had black and white film, so very nicely contrasted. The first video I ever took was when my aunt gave me a video camera to borrow, and then she eventually let me have it. I took video of my dog that I had at the time, and I still have that tape somewhere. I don't know where it is, but my mom said that she seen it the other day and she was watching it. She's like, I remember the tape. And I saw it, and I have to give it to you so you can make a copy for us both.
And so now you talk about school and how when they would have events at the school. Tell us, how did that get started, you know, like, you know, with the school wanting you to do videotaping? Did they know that you were a photographer, or was that them just giving you a chance to see what you can do?
Well, actually, you know, I've I've done a lot in production so far, and I'm not even 25 yet. Basically, I mean, it all started when I was young, like I said. But as I got older, people realized that, you know, I was more than just some young person trying to play with stuff. Like, I really was taking it seriously. When I lived in Irvington, I actually became station manager of the public access station there. At the time, Comcast had given Irvington a grant for $110,000 to build a public access station. And when I first came in, there was already a station manager there. But when he quit, I was given the opportunity to move up, and I took the opportunity. I didn't take it very lightly. I was like, yes, I want this position. I'll take it. Let me know what I need to do to make it happen. And between that, photography and everything else, I did a lot for that station. It was very fun working there. I got a lot of experience, got to have a lot of fun, use a lot of great equipment. Unfortunately, I don't have that great equipment, but I mean, like, I have my equipment, and that's what matters to me. I know how to make it work for myself. I know how to make it work for my clients, so that always works for me very well. Even when I was in high school and middle school, everybody pretty much called me first to manage productions at the school. Middle school was actually my introduction to stage production. I became stage manager when we had our very first play. Now, mind you, I was doing so many different things at the time. I was in various clubs. I was in chorus, so I was singing, and at the same time, I was making sure that when we had performances for the choral group that I had, set up lights for them, and, you know, we had so much stuff going on at the school at the time. So I was doing sound, I was doing lights and everything, all that stuff. So that was my introduction to stage production. By the time I got to high school, I had so many big things going on in front of me. Up until that point, I had never seen a professional lighting board. I had never seen a lot of stuff that I was introduced to in high school. And, you know, like, once I mastered all of it, everybody wanted me to, you know, do whatever it took to make, you know, things work. And, you know, me being so eager to do it and having that drive and that passion for it, it always worked out to my advantage that, you know, like, a successful production. Like, I remember in high school, we had a production for Guys and Dolls. And I was on lights. I had a team of 5 people. And then I had another team of 3 people down on stage. And we were all communicating via walkie-talkie. You know, I had to make sure that people were here, people were there, whatever I needed them. So I had 3 guys up in the balcony with me on spotlight. I was on the lighting board. I had another guy in the booth with me, and then I had the 3 guys down on stage. We pretty much wowed the Board of Education when they came to see the show, and they requested an encore.
Wow, great. Again, I just want to thank those that are tuned in on the line and on the switchboard, and to those in the chat room. You're listening to Mr. Antoine McAdam. He is a film director, a professional photographer, and he is in the state of New Jersey. And before, you know, the show ends, he's going to give us your information, and you'll be able to contact Mr. McAdam on Facebook. And I'm quite sure he will respond to you. If you have any questions in the chat room, just chat, write them down, and I'll get to them. And if you on the switchboard, just press the number one key if you have a question, and we will get to you so that you can ask Mr. McAdams whatever it is that you want to talk to him about. I was going to ask you, and I lost the train of thought as you were sitting there talking, because, you know, this show is about motivation. This show is about, you know, teaching others and showing others how to get to the place that they want to get, you know, that vision, that dream. Was that one of your dreams, being a photographer? Was that one of your first dreams, or was that just something that you just fell into? Was that something you were passionate about?
Well, no, like I said, actually, when I was young, you know, like I was young and I started playing around with cameras, so I always knew that was going to be something that was with me. Growing up, I always thought of, you know, taking up broadcasting and telecommunications at Montclair State University. Unfortunately, with so much stuff fell into my lap, I didn't really actually get an opportunity to enroll to that school as I wanted to. You know, I mean, once people learned how well I did what I did, they just started throwing business at me. So I didn't really have a chance to pretty much go to school. And me, like, I'm actually self-taught. Like, I personally believe that, you know, if a person has a drive for something, if they have a passion for something, you know, go for it. If you can, you know, if you can teach yourself, there are some people out there who can really, you know, like, sit down and say, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to learn it, and I'm going to teach myself, and I'm going to do it no matter what it takes. And, you know, that I was one of those people, and I sat down when I sat down at the age of 14, and I said, okay, I'm getting really good with this camera stuff. I need to make something of it. And, you know, with me still being in high school or whatever, for some reason every year I always miss enrollment for the AV classes. So I was like, since I missed the enrollment, I'm just going to have to teach myself. So I sat down and I started to do research, and, you know, I started to figure out what was what and how to do this, how to do that, you know, and I pretty much taught myself everything I know up until this point about photography and film directing. I really believe that, you know, motivation starts with oneself, so... You know, if with the whole concept of the show and you saying with motivation and everything, I just want to tell whoever's listening that, you know, nothing's impossible. That's definitely something, you know, if anything is achievable. I've seen pretty incredible things that the humans are achievable of. And, I mean, it's nothing short of amazing. Like... I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I really didn't think was possible, but, you know, getting, as I'm starting to get older, I'm seeing that, you know, now, I'm 24, so I'm starting to see there's a lot of stuff that's very, 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 very achievable, and, you know, it's all about your drive and your passion. Don't do something you don't want to do, just point blank. Like, the thing is that you're never going to want to do anything that you want to do if you're doing something somebody else wants you to do. So that's why I decided film directing and photography, that's my passion. And, you know, at first, when I started down this road, my family wasn't very supportive of me because they were like, you need to go to school, you need to focus on this and that, and you know, you need to go somewhere with your life. Because growing up, I used to repair computers, you know, stuff like that. I actually started a program in Newark called Geeks in the Hood, which was to teach, you know, teach young people how to use the computer that were computer illiterate. And, you know, it caught on in the newspaper. They came and they wrote a story about it. So that was like my first actual big interview that I ever had. I was 17, and you know, when the way I got the job at the computer store that I was working at was actually weird, because I just walked in and I just blurted out a list of long stuff that I needed for a computer project I was doing. And the guy goes, whoa, hold on. You just said so much stuff, and you're how old? So, you know, he was like, how would you like a job here, you know, working as an intern with us? And I was like, that sounds cool. So that was my first paid internship. And, you know, I think in the course of working there, before they shut down and they moved to Elizabeth, I had repaired under their roof at least 500 computers. So
wow.
Yeah, so you know, like, that was something I was doing, and my mom wanted me to pursue that. But, you know, like, my heart and my passion has always been filmmaking and photography. So that's what I followed. And I told, you know, I kept telling my mom, I said, you're going to see it one day. I'm going to be big. And, you know, now I'm starting to get there, especially with the music video for the female Michael Jackson impersonator. She's getting really popular. She went to audition for America's Got Talent. She's been put through already, and there's a lot of stuff going on. I just spoke with her yesterday. We secured the dancers that we're going to use for her music video. We secured the locations for the shoot. I mean, April 1st, we're actually going to check out the location, and we're going to have our pre-production meeting there. And pretty much scope the place out so we can see what we need to do.
Good. Now, Father Snorris, can you just tell us what type of, like, if someone wanted to use you for an event, what type of events do you do, weddings, parties, everything? What is it that you do?
I'm when it comes to photography, I am a professional, but I stick more to freelance because it's right in the middle of amateur and professional, because, you know, nobody can call you any one name. Like, I don't like the whole finger pointing name calling game. So I pretty much do everything. I do fashion, I do wedding, I do everything pretty much. And, you know, if anybody needed me for any one specific event, like, I mean, I actually later today I have a photo shoot with a model. I mean, it the list goes on beyond and whatever I do. I mean, like, I do so much stuff. Like, actually this summer I'm starting a sound stage and production company as well. So I want to add that in addition to my current production company I have now. Looking to expand because I want to be able to bring more to the table for my clients. Actually, last week I just started accepting credit cards through a new merchant system. So I accept every credit card now. And because before, I mean, I was limited with the other guys. Like, I couldn't really accept everybody's card. It was like certain cards were unsupported and all this stuff. So now I officially accept every card. You know, it's just another way for me to provide great service to my clients and, you know, make sure that I provide unlimited ways for them to work with me and me to work with them.
Can you tell everyone how they can reach you or how they can find more out about what you do?
I have a phone number that obviously everyone can reach me at. I'm not really uptight when it comes to my phone number, because the more people that know you, the more business you can possibly get. And people can call me at 201-341-0626, or they can reach me on Facebook. They can find me through your page, Yeah, they can find me through your page, but I'll just blurt out my URL again, just in case. It's www.facebook.com/catdog1, and it's spelled KATDAWG1. So anybody can get in contact with me. Let me know if you need any production work done. I have a great team that I work with. I'm actually having a production meeting later tonight about some upcoming projects that we have coming on, and I'm just really excited to get everything done. I can't wait until the weather officially breaks, because then that's when we get to work.
Yes. Well, Mr. Mike Adams, Antoine, I really want to thank you for coming on today, for sharing with us, and I hope we'll be able to get you back again when Coach gets back in town so that she can interview you and talk with you, because we do a lot of work. And so we
okay.
do, go out, do a lot of, I'm quite sure she would want to, you know, see you and meet with you. Again, to our audience, you were listening to Mr. Antoine Mike Adams, and we want to thank all of you for tuning in. We want to thank, make sure that you call a Facebook Coach and tell her hi. Tell her hi and tell her that she will be back on Monday morning. She will be our speaker for Monday, and she will tell us about her trip and what's going over there in Atlanta. Again, we just want to thank everybody. Today is Friday. We hope that you have a blessed and wonderful weekend. It's nice here in Jersey for a change. Thank God, so we get to enjoy some sunshine. I'm going to get out and try to get me a little bit of it from hibernating all winter long. So, again, I hope that everyone have a blessed day. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Antoine, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us, and I will be getting in contact with you.
Okay. I'll speak with
okay.
you guys on Monday.
Okay.
All right.
So, again, we'll talk. I'll see you later. Again, thanks to those of you in the chat room. Thanks to those of you that are on the switchboard. And I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed weekend. And we will see you again on Monday. Thank you for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.